humanity. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, or maybe it's the middle of the night wherever you are. And today is the last day of our holiday in the Andaman Islands. And with me, I have Rathanam from Andaman Holidays. And Rathanam, thank you so much for coming and being on our program today.
You're welcome and thanks for giving me the opportunity to be a part of your program.
Oh, Rathanam, it's been a wonderful, wonderful time. And I would love for you to share with our audience that's around the world, from Oroville and around the world, some of the things that you have realized or learned, because we have done 3 fun shops here and you have spent a lot of time with us laughing and looking at stress relief and how it's how what we do supports what's happening in the island here. Can you share some of your thoughts?
Yeah, definitely. First, is like when I met Fiff, I was a little bit confused why these guys are doing this thing and is it required, but when I saw the first fun shop, it was really interesting. And then from the second and third fun shop, I saw the people laughing, and even like I am laughing, and my driver was sitting, not participating in the fun workshop, was peeping through the window and laughing. So everything made me very happy. And very important thing, what I have noticed is the participants, when I met them after the workshop, when they shared their happiness and when they thanked me, I really felt that I am very thankful to Fiff and Hamish for making this happen. And this one big thing what we have done is for the company, we are coming up with something called to create impact in the society. So we have been thinking all about environment and climate change. So this, our original idea was to plant trees and all. Now we have added spreading happiness and joy into this.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we're planting seeds of happiness. We're planting seeds of joy. And, you know, one of the things that we loved was to do the laughter and the happiness and the meditation with orphans. Can you just talk really briefly about what you saw with those little girls? It was all girl child, right? And they were from the age of 4 to 25. What struck you about that? What are your key takeaways from that?
Okay. The orphanage, basically, I'm connected with the orphanage in some way for almost 15 years.
15?
Yep. And what I saw is the kids were laughing and jumping like anything during the workshop. And a very important thing which made me very happy is there is a lady in that orphanage. I don't know how old she is. But I am seeing her for almost 15 years. Every year when I go, she is there. And she is cooking meals for the kids. And she is a very silent and a very strict looking lady. And she was the one who started laughing first. And she was laughing until the end of the workshop, which made me realize that this laughing will change anybody's life. And this orphanage's program has touched my heart a lot.
Yeah, it was really quite interesting. It was very, very beautiful, because the next day or 2 days later, we actually did a 2-hour program with the
CISF.
And what does that stand for?
It's Central Industrial Security Force. It's like a paramilitary force.
And so there's a lot of stress involved in that force,
oh,
yes?
They are into CISF is protecting the seaport. So they are into not only protecting the place, they are interacting with the people also. So they come across a lot of people of different temperament and different, like they see the laborers and they see the ship owner, they see the passenger. So everybody is different. So they have to handle everyone and they are away from their home and family for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like once in a year they get a short holiday. So only that time they can be spending time. So after the session, when I was interacting with them, so they were telling, "This we are more happier than meeting our family today, like when we spend that 1 hour and 1 hour, 1 hour, 30 minutes. And many of them has demanded to give the video so that they can share with the family and see, show them how they happily enjoyed and living happily here.
And it was, there was like 44 people, 45 people. There was a lot of people
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
And these are all, it's a very highly secured area.
Yes. Entering that area is itself is a big challenge.
So can you tell us how was it that you were able to get us in there? And we met a captain, right? And
yes, we actually met the boss of the port, who is a captain. And when I told him I'm here on a mission today to spread happiness with some friends of mine, so he immediately said, "Spreading happiness, I'm okay, you go ahead." So that's how we managed to get into the security area.
And I think what touched me was, you know, so often we look at people and we say, no, they're not going to like this or they're not going to enjoy it. And yet here were these men that were like strong military type men, and they just really wanted it. And even the captain was an absolute softie. He understood the human interaction. He understood what needs to happen at so many different levels, emotionally, physically, psychologically, even spiritually.
Yes, yes. Even when you say spiritual, the third person, as per the hierarchy, the third level person, he mentioned me that I'm more into spiritual things and all. Then I told him, see, this is not spiritual, but it's something different. You will enjoy it.
It's from the spirit.
Spirit, yeah.
It's not religious. It's from the spirit, getting back to the earth, getting back to the sea, the water, right?
Yes, you are right. And I got the feedback from the boss who has not attended the program. So, but he has taken the feedback from the participants mm-hmm. and gave a very good feedback. And he wants to organize more programs like this in the future for other other subordinates of him who are not the security persons, but the management, administrative people who are also under stressful situation. Mm-hmm. So, but lack of time, we were unable to do this, but he was...
We'll be back. Like,
yeah, definitely. You should be living here, not in Oroville.
Oh, that laughter travels across the waters. Laughter travels around the world. And, you know, we just have a couple of seconds left, really. Can you briefly tell us some of the things that you have encountered personally? And what are your key takeaways from this? And how this has supported you?
Okay, since we have very few seconds left, I'll make it short. Number one, enjoy every moment, which I learned from you and Hamish, okay?
Yes.
Even when you argue, you are enjoying the moment. So I liked it very much. And the second thing is I opened up. My real character is coming out. Like I was a very, you know, stubborn businessman. And even at home, I behave like a businessman. So now it's totally like I'm becoming playful, and like my life has changed a lot, and definitely I am seeing a lot of difference. So I've taken up this spreading happiness as a part of my life's mission. So FIF is going to be engaged with me on this.
We will laugh and laugh. And thank you so much for joining us on the program, because I think one of the most important things is not just the laughter, but it's the interaction with each other. It's the mindfulness. It's the consciousness of the environment, the inner environment, and the outer environment. And on that note, Ratnam, thank you so very much, you and your beautiful wife, Sushma, and Andaman Holidays, for setting up all of this for us. We've been here for almost 21 days, and it's been absolutely magnificent on so many different levels. And as we normally do at the end of the show, we laugh our way out. So let's just laugh our way out, and let's spread happiness throughout the world, okay?
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.